Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of Fleetwood Mac bringing this back. That song is called Rhiannon. Possibly the greatest rock and roll song of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I think I did. You know who I am. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Faith Whittier is a board-certified OBGYN doctor. She's a practicing doctor now. She is a leader. She's a policy influencer. She is obviously a very smart person, and she is making things happen all around her. And we want to know about people like that. So we found out about her with her work and her writing on baby boomers. Very interesting topic, especially since I'm one of them. Faith, thanks again for being here. But you're also a member of Houston's Blockchain Alliance. Now, what is a board certified OBGYN doing with a bunch of nerds?
Yeah, that's a great question. I definitely got interested in blockchain a few years ago, and just really introduced to me by way of a conversation. And I'm sort of, I took the proactive approach to just trying to learn about it, basically from my past experience with the internet, of just feeling totally blown away, you know, being one of the last ones to adapt it. So I said, well, let me just take in a few bites before it just becomes a tsunami, which it will eventually. But long story short, I became interested in how it was going to disrupt medicine. And so from there, I kind of wanted to get more involved and got involved in Blockchain Alliance here in Houston. And it's a small group because blockchain, you know, obviously is small still.
It's emerging. It's emerging. But how do you think blockchain will affect medicine? What are you seeing?
It's definitely going to affect medicine. Medicine has a lot of pain points that I think blockchain has a solution for. You know, we handle a lot of data, for example. I mean, that's what we do all day long is data. And so I think blockchain having a more secure, immutable way of transferring data is really going to impact medicine. For example, as a gynecologist, I may see a patient who's had pelvic pain, you know, for 4 or 5 years. I may not be the first person that she's seen. She may see three or four other doctors, had several other tests, medications that she's been on, all of which I don't have at the time that I'm seeing her. So our healthcare is very siloed, and our missing that information causes errors unintentionally. Eventually, what will happen with blockchain technology, hopefully, is patients will be able to own their own medical records on the blockchain.
Wow.
They will be able to come to you with that entire record.
Currently, we're kind of held hostage, aren't we? Our records are kind of held hostage, aren't they?
Yeah. Our records are definitely held hostage. We don't have access to them. Even when you sign the release of information, which we've all signed from time to time, we almost rarely get those records. And so we're working in a very inefficient way. So I think in terms of medical records, it's going to have an impact.
Let me ask you a practical question, mm-hmm. Faith. If I show up at the hospital with a condition, let's say I enter the hospital emergency room with some kind of pain or something, and before I am released a day or two later, I've seen an admitting physician. I've seen the hospitalist, I've seen the specialist, and I've seen the dismissing hospitalist has let me. So I've seen 4, 5, 6 doctors, but it's a pretty good chance that none of them have talked to each other at all, directly to each other about the handoff. So my question, I think that's not dangerous. In fact, that's the current state
another
of medicine.
Another pain point.
So my
medicine.
Question is, how will blockchain help that? How will that fix that?
So blockchain will fix that in the sense that that information, doctors will then be required to enter that information on the patient's block, on their individual record. So you won't be able to enter. Right now, the problem is we're entering data. It's not that we're not entering it, but we're entering it in silos. It's entered here in one place, but those places are not connected. Blockchain has the potential of connecting all that information, giving it to you, right? Because you are the person that values that information probably the most out of all the people that you just mentioned. For you to own that information, for you to decide in the future, where does that information go to? Who do I want to share that information with? Who is the physician that's, you know, taking care of me in a way that I want to be taken care of? And that's the one that, you know, obviously that I want to share my information with. So I think in giving that ownership to the patient, I think it's going to make a huge difference. Another area of medicine, which is really a pain point for us right now, is just when you look at supply chain, whether it's, you know, supply chain pharma, medication.
Right. That's so the first thing that blockchain is going to help everything, isn't it? So the supply chain. In fact, that's happening right now. That's not just that's not some futuristic thing. The supply chain application
right
of blockchain is happening right now. And I'm really glad you brought that
IBM
up. Dr. Whittier, do you have a website you want to send us to?
Yeah, blockchainfreshmd.com.
Blockchainfreshmd.com. Check it out, folks. Her writing is excellent. That's how we found her. Tintail, right back with Dr. Faith Whittier. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Pretty eye, pirate smile. You're marrying music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.